Okay, good afternoon, everybody. We're on to the very last mishnah of the third perek of Avos. We find ourselves on the 19th day of the month of Av, as well as the 9th day of the month of August. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, we'll see that the author is important. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma Omer, Kinin upischei nida, those are areas of halacha that are highly mathematical. To figure out the nida cycle involves a lot of math, what we call vestos. Kinim is a whole masachta about pairs of birds that used to be offered as korbanos and what happens if they get mixed in with each other, a korban ola, a korban chatas, whether it's a korban that's being offered in an obligatory manner or a voluntary manner. So there's a whole masachta that involves mathematical calculations. Heinen gufei halachos. That is, even though you might think it's just mathematics, so that is actual Torah itself. But then there are other things which are not really considered part of Torah itself, but they're still of significance. Tkufos ugematrios parpiros lechachma, that studying the mazalos, studying the constellations, which used to be very important in terms of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Gemara in Shabbos says, ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem leinei ha'amim, is a reference to our ability to understand the proper way of being Mekadesh HaChodesh and being Me'aber HaShana, the intercalations of the calendar, on the basis of an understanding of the celestial realm. So that's with respect to Mazalos, Tzkufos, and Mazalos, and Gematrios as well. Of course, Gematria has a role to play, and sometimes we find important drashas in the Gemara based on different aspects of Gematria. But again, parparos, the chachma, that's one level removed. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out, perhaps we shouldn't be surprised that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma who was reflecting on this, on the significance of even things that are removed from the, say, corpus of Torah per se, but they're ancillary or they're secondary, because Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma is described in the Gemara in Horios and Daf Yud as somebody who's Yodeya, somebody who knew Kama Tipos Sheyesh Bayam. He knew how to calculate the volume of the liquid in the sea, which is obviously some kind of an exaggeration, but reflects, as the Tosfos Yom Tov writes, a Chachmas Handasa, a certain kind of engineering. And that he was somebody who could appreciate the role of, other kinds of broader scientific knowledge. So we've spoken many, many times about how for the Rambam, core mitzvos of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem can really only be achieved by through a person who understands the sciences. A person has to consider and contemplate in a very deep way. Chachma, Brua, Vumasa, Haniflaim. All of God's very miraculous and wondrous creatures, and then his misavet taiva gadola leda sashem hagadol. You want to draw close, and at the same time, miyadu nirta lachorav. At the very same moment, right, he springs backwards out of a sense of trepidation, and appreciates how God is the tmim deos, is of perfect knowledge, and we are, but brios ketanos shefelos safelos. We are very, very, very far away from that. And so it is true that, mitzvos in the Torah itself can only be achieved through an understanding of God's world, but this distinction still maintains between things that are part of Torah itself and things that enhance that, things that are ancillary to that. The difference between hein hein gufei halachos and parpiraos lechachma, things that stimulate or catalyze chachma, which are very, very important. Fortunately, we have a path that's been charted out by so many of the great figures of our tradition, of our Masora. Certainly the Rambam embodied this, and the Ramban embodied it, and in more recent generations, the Vilna Gaon and the Rav, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, of course, who studied electrical engineering, was even involved in the war effort, working in the Brooklyn Navy Yard during the Second World War, helping do the wiring for U.S. Navy warships, etc., is that we do not have to choose, and we do not wish to choose, and ultimately, for all of us and for our children, we should not choose. We don't just have Limudei Kodesh, but we have a general education, because we believe very, very, very firmly that having a deep and broad general education is not somehow, as opposed to the time that we spend learning Torah, but in support of and ultimately to the enhancement of the goals of our Torah learning, which is to develop a fuller and more comprehensive appreciation for this world which God gave us, and hopefully also for many of us to be able to contribute to the world. I just cited one example of contributing to the world through engineering, but of course the Rambam, his example of contributing to the world through medicine, and the Vilna Gaon, contributing to the world through an understanding of mathematics. Really, the examples are infinite by definition, and for each of our children, Chanuch Lanar Al Pidarko, Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yasser Mimeno, we understand that whether it's mathematics, or whether it's the hard sciences, whether it's an appreciation of history, Zecharyim Osolam, Binushnos Dar Vador, that will give us a greater sensitivity to the moments that we're all living in. So all of the different disciplines of general knowledge can and should be used to the enhancement of our spiritual perspective. And in that respect, the watchword for us is be not afraid. Be not afraid. Right? It's not as if, you know, Torah, that's God's world, and then, you know, there's the world outside, which is somehow, you know, the secular world. Is a wrong perspective entirely. Chemistry and physics and mathematics and history are ways of describing aspects of either the world that God created or the world that God continues to interact with. God didn't apologize, nor was he embarrassed to introduce himself to the Jewish people, so to speak, as the one who has an interaction with history, who interacts with the world as we know it. So it's important for us to know and to be able to distinguish on the one hand between that which is gufei halachos and that which is par piros l'chachma, what the Rama would describe later on. The Rama said it's perfectly acceptable. A person wants to study the other sources of wisdom in the world, but of course one has to give a certain priority to Torah. L'achar shenisma l'kreso basar v'yayin is his expression, that we have to first make sure that we have the fundamentals down, and then from there we should expand to other areas. And Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma, again, is an important aid, an important witness to this particular distinction, because he was somebody who, again, is described in the Gemara as a person who had mastered wisdom outside of the immediate corpus of Torah. And so this should continue to be our aspiration. You know, we're living in a time, culturally speaking, when there's a lot of all or nothing out there. There's a lot of black and white out there. People who do one but not the other, in either direction. And I think our community is a community of synthesis. We should be emboldened in this ongoing pursuit of synthesis of Torah with all of the wonderful chachma that there is in the world that can enhance our understanding of Torah and enhance our service of God, again, in the mitzvahs of Avas Hashem, in the mitzvahs of Yiras Hashem, in so many positive directions. We should be emboldened in this path with the knowledge that this has been a classical approach, again, going back to Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma, or in that Gemara, another Tana who cited Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, or Rabbi Yehoshua who cited in that same Gemara as knowing the stars so well that he was able to figure out that a certain boat trip was going to take longer because the navigators are going to be confused by the position of one particular star. We have so many figures to look to from our tradition, stretching back to the Tanoim and the Amoraim, going all the way through the more recent Acharonim, who have taken this approach, who have succeeded with this approach. And again, we should realize in Chadash Tachas HaShamesh that there's nothing new under the sun, that if we're doing this, this wasn't some idea that somebody came up with in the 20th century or the 21st century, and this is something that's always been part of our tradition. What we just have to understand is to be able to know where the boundary of Torah proper ends, and then things that supplement and support that, and hopefully if we have an understanding of what those parameters are, then we can, you know, in a permeable way, go back and forth across that membrane to the mutual enhancement of both, to the enhancement of Torah on the one hand, and so that when we go out there and we take all of the other chachma and hopefully meaningfully contribute to Yeshuvo Shalolam, to the settlement of the world, in whatever disciplines we're using towards that ends, that we do so with an understanding and awareness that it's l'hagdil Torah l'adira, that it's ultimately so that the Torah values can have a greater voice and a greater place in the world in the broadest sense of the term. Everybody have a wonderful rest of the day.